Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that, he answered them, well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." Covenants, promises, we all make them. We all depend upon the promises, the covenants that others make to us to be fulfilled. We rely upon our leaders and the vows they make to be servants of the people. We rely upon our partners who said they would pick up milk at the store. We make promises about big things, like marriage. We make promises about little things, like promising to call our mother every week. When I was young, I depended upon my parents' promises to go to the park or to have a special dessert. I lived for those promises. In my relationship with my parents, my trust in them depended upon those promises being fulfilled. And sometimes, though thankfully never deliberately, my parents never broke those promises. Well, sometimes they did. Sometimes we couldn't go to the park because it started to rain, or we couldn't have dessert because my mother ran out of time and couldn't make cupcakes. I was very disappointed about the cupcakes. As I got older, I too began to make promises. I promise I did my homework. I promise I'll feed the dog. I promise I'll be home by 11. My mother called these kinds of promises pie crust promises, easily made, easily broken. I think of a few times I made promises on the morning after the night before. "Lord, if you save me from this misery, I promise I'll never drink again." Yep, easily made, easily broken. We tend to scatter promises like seeds. They are something we say that seems almost offhand. And as a result, we make them rashly or insincerely, and they can be quite easily broken. We need to be careful when we make a covenant, a promise. I think of Jephthah and his promise, his covenant. When Jephthah was about to go into battle against the Ammonites, he made a promise. "Lord, if you deliver the Ammonites into my power, whoever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return from the Ammonites in peace shall belong to the Lord. I shall offer him up as a burnt offering." Quite a promise. I'm sure he was thinking that someone of no consequence, as if there is such a thing, would be the first to come out upon his return. But it was his daughter. And he was forced to strike down his daughter because he made a promise. We can do damage with rash, offhand promises, in the keeping of them and in the breaking of them. But then I think about God's promises, God's covenants, and I noticed something. He didn't make many. His yes always means yes, and his no always no. But he didn't phrase things according to the language of covenant. Perhaps that's because of the sacred nature of covenants. Covenants need to be kept no matter what circumstances come after making them. Perhaps we should be a little more careful with our promises. Promises include strong words, dangerous words, like always and never and will and won't. We should make promises rarely. In all things, merely let our yes mean yes and our no mean no. Live according to our word, but save the promises for the moments in our life that really matter, that mean forever. And perhaps that's why God's promises are accompanied by symbols, rainbows, crosses. We need those images to remind us of the permanence of God's promises, that what we say when we promise means forever, means no matter what. That is why our promises that matter also have symbols, the water of baptism, pastoral collars, wedding rings. Those symbols are there to remind us that we must keep our promises as God keeps his promises, in fidelity and constancy and in love. God is faithful. God keeps his promises no matter what circumstances come after. Promises are hard to keep. They take dedication and love and sacrifice. We should all endeavor always and everywhere to keep our promises made in and through the love that God has for us in the forefront of our minds. Wedding rings, sunrises, collars, rainbows, and crosses. Remember God's love and embody it in your promises.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.